from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey. What are you doing? I hope you didn't hear that. Yeah. Did you hear that?
No.
Buckley? No. Great. Yeah.
Don't tell us what to do, Buckley.
Good point.
But yes, valid point. I made sure the mics were off.
The mics were off because Suk was telling me what he actually said to the man on the street.
That I thought was Tim Taylor.
Dude, yeah, let me tell you something. That is a hate crime.
It's not good. It's not good.
No, I totally...
Rob's over-exaggerating.
I take back my statement that he should have just let it go.
Yeah, I told you.
God.
No. Yeah, it's bad.
He's probably telling his wife about it, right? Or his partner.
I may have committed a serious offense, so I had to apologize.
Man.
Well, again,
that was rough.
I thought it was Tim Taylor. I said he was a great guitar player, though. I was like, hey, I really like your band. Said I love the Tim Taylor band. I mean, that's really all I said was, you're an excellent cover band, and I said he was a handsome individual with great silver hair. I mean, I was very complimentary. I don't know why he got so offended.
Beautiful day here at Tin Barrel Brewing. We've got the, what do you call these, like the garage doors open?
Yeah, yeah.
74 degrees, I just looked it up.
Yeah, we're inside. I know, I was debating pants today, and then it didn't happen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I thought about it.
You know what's funny is, like, I'm in pants and a long sleeve, and you're in shorts and a short sleeve, and we're both comfortable.
Yeah, both works.
Now that...
Yeah.
That's a good
weather day. I did have that when I was getting dressed this morning, though, because, well, I pack my clothes because I get dressed at the gym. And so sometimes in the morning I have to make command decisions, and it can jam you up a little bit. With, like, that mid-70s, you got so many options. You don't know what to do.
Also, the rooftop patio is open here for Club at the Pub, celebrating Pub Beer, the new sponsor of Club 1080. We are all club today, bitch, whether you like it or not. So here is the poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday... So I was very interested in the results of this. Yesterday we asked you, what is the most condescending term to call your fellow man?
Yeah.
Besides what you called that man on the street moments ago.
Which I'm pretty sure would win. If we put that up, can you confirm that indeed would win?
Landslide.
Yeah, it would not be close. So, again, I apologize.
I think it's a hate crime to even vote for that. So winning was chief.
Really?
Yeah, so what is the most condescending term to call your fellow man? Guy, buddy, chief, or pal?
See, and I said I don't mind it. If someone chiefs me, look, I'm not thrilled that I got chiefed, but I think that's the least offensive of those.
Yeah, the listeners disagree. Chief got 39%, pal 26%, guy 21%, and buddy coming in last at 14%. By the way, we had two late ads that I probably should have had on the poll.
Yeah.
But there's only four options. One was boss.
See, I like boss. I got no. Someone bosses me, we're good. Hey, what's up, boss?
What's up, boss? Is that better than buddy?
Boy, they're right there. I take no offense to buddy or boss. Those to me are perfectly acceptable.
The other one is slick.
See, I don't like slick.
What's up, slick?
You call me slick, we're gonna have an issue. I still think pal to me
is the worst.
I hear pal, I hear F you. Like that's don't pal me. I don't like pal. I find pal to be very, very condescending.
Well, I would like to state as a public service, none of those are good.
No. What I started going with is friendo.
Friendo?
Well, or friend. Well, I told you, I was at a bar, I was drinking, and we were talking about the whole, you know, misgendering someone and what do you call someone.
Like you did today.
No.
Out on the street.
I did not. That's incorrect.
Exactly what you did.
And the bartender of the bar we were at was of the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay.
And so we thought, who better to ask? And so that's when I said, would you be offended if someone ma'amed you? She said, absolutely. And then I was like, so what do we... And she's the one that said, if you're not certain, go with friend. And I was like, I like that. So if you're trying to get a bartender's attention or someone, you're at the store or whatever, or I'm trying to go by someone, I will drop a, excuse me, friend. Or in the case of, like, it's a no country for old men, he calls everyone friendo. I do kind of like throwing a little O on the end of it. And just say, excuse me, friendo. That's kind of where I've morphed to.
Do we need a term if you don't know the person's name? I mean, one, you could learn the person's name.
Well,
but if you don't
it's
know
a stranger.
It, well, I know, but you either say, hi, what's your name?
Well, bartender, for example. I don't know the bartender's name.
Well, say, hi, what's your name? And if you can't do that, just say hi.
No one asks what a bartender's name is.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Like, if you're sitting there and you're trying to order a drink, you're like, excuse me, can I get your name?
I do it all the time. Oh. Especially if I know if I'm going to be a backup for another one. You want to get on the bartenders love that.
Mm.
They want that.
Interesting. I just go, excuse me, friend. In a polite way.
I like to learn names.
There we go.
But if you don't know the name or if you can't learn the name, why do we even need a guy, buddy, chief, pal, friend, boss, or slick? Why?
I don't know. It's because I think it's weird to not address someone.
Well, but you are addressing them. You're saying hi. Mm. Hello. And if you want to get someone's attention, you could do it with your hand. You could do it with your eyes.
I mean, look, I suppose there is. I think we're just inclined. It used to be, I used to sir and ma'am people. I was a sir and ma'am guy.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But I learned after the New Seasons incident where I double hate crimed someone because I sirred someone and then I ma'amed them right after that. Turns out both were extremely wrong, even though they were apparently from the future and rode a hot air balloon. I thought I was in the safe zone. Turns out I wasn't. And after that, now I can't sir and ma'am anyone. So now I
excuse me.
I go with friend.
All right, today's poll question at X1080 the fan. What is your view on reclining your seat on an airplane? Just rude.
Yeah.
Only if no one's behind me, or my seat, my prerogative.
And by the way, apparently I've pissed off the Vancouver Ford text line. Everyone hates friend. See, I can't win. Now
I don't
like,
mind friend.
Yeah, people are like, I hate friend, entirely way too familiar. You're a stranger, dude. Do not call me friend.
Mm.
I've gotten plenty of people here that are not liking friend.
Then don't you... How about this? We don't need any of it.
I'm friending people. I don't care. Deal with it. And by the way, if you answer that it's your seat, whatever you want, you know what? You're not my friend. You're an ass.
Your seat... Your prerogative, that's a no-go for you?
You're a douche.
When did this change? This hasn't always been the case, has it?
Well, we've become ruder, and we've become more selfish.
Yeah.
When you're on an airplane, or you're really out in public, we're on a journey together. We're part of a collective. We're all going in the same direction, right? We're fighting gravity. We're fighting. We're going
together.
Together. We're on a journey together to violate the laws of gravity to end up on a different part of this wonderful world. We're on this journey together. And for you to just think that your little world, I paid for my ticket, therefore I can do whatever I want, that's why there's so many asses in this country.
See, that's funny because
it's ridiculous.
If we replayed what you just said, if we replayed this to people listening to sports talk radio in 19, let's say 95,
sure,
they would look at you like you had two heads. Like this was not a thing back then.
I don't think so.
I think when we were kids, reclining your seat was just normal. That's what people did.
Yes.
And then you'd forget that you could recline your seat, and then the guy in front of you would recline his seat, and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to do that too.
Well,
but now, it's considered rude.
Yes. Well, as someone points out,
when did that change?
10 to 15 years ago, there was another 6 to 12 inches of leg room, which is true.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it's shrunk.
We had that much?
I don't know if we had that much, but it certainly has gotten smaller. And the airlines admit it. Like, they are putting smaller and smaller seats.
That's a good point.
Yes. But this is my thing. The seat is this is the attitude why we suck as a society. This dude right here, this joker, this seat is quite literally designed to recline, so I'm reclining. It's that simple. All right, ass, here's my thing. If there's someone that is 6'6", and they're sitting behind you, and their knees, through no fault of their own, are in the back of your seat. So therefore, to you, that extra 3 inches, which, by the way, isn't going to cause you to be comfortable. It's not going to be any sort of great difference to you. It's going to make a very minute difference to your comfort. But you're willing to say that for an extra 8% comfort, if that, it's probably more like 6% comfort, you're willing to take the man behind you, who, again, through no fault of his own, happens to be sitting behind you and happens to be tall, you're willing to put him in a 90% more uncomfortable situation? Well, then here's one for you. The seat's designed to recline. Guess what? My hand and my knee are designed to be out, and as you recline, you're going to meet my knee and you're going to meet my hand, and we're not going to recline. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's ridiculous that someone's saying, well, I want this, therefore, no matter what. Like, I love smoking cigars. It's one of my great pleasures that I have in life. But you know where we don't smoke cigars? In indoor, closed public places. Because I'm taking something that I enjoy that quite literally is designed to be smoked, and I'm putting out a lot of other people. And it's this whole.
Now, I'm not 6'6".
No.
So help me with this one.
Yeah.
But when someone reclines their seat in front of you, being taller.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, you're not 6'6 either, but no. I get it. Maybe your knees are touching the seat in front of you. Depends on what airline you're on or what seat you have.
For the most part, if I am sitting behind someone, there is very, very, very little room between their seat and
but
my
if
legs.
They recline, in my head, I'm thinking that it actually gives you, that since the back, the top of the back goes back, does the bottom of the back go forward, actually giving you more?
No. If you recline, I basically then have to try to straighten my legs and kind of do like a luge sort of situation.
Okay.
Where I kind of have to like lean my legs. It makes it very, very, very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I'm not even that tall. For people that are 3 inches taller than me, it's even worse. Or people that have really long legs.
So I think the correct answer here is only if no one is behind you.
Or, again, it's a situational thing. I like reclining my seat.
If it's a little kid?
Yes. That's the first thing I do when I'm sitting down at my seat. You need to survey the situation around you. You got to look around. Who's sitting next to you? Again, I'm wider than most, and so if someone is sitting beside me,
we knew that.
Yeah, I take a lot of care to be like, hey, by the way, I just like to say I'm sorry. I understand. I'm gonna.
Oh, you
over.
Meant wide?
Why?
I thought you were talking about white.
Oh, yeah, I'm white.
You
too.
Are very white.
Yeah, but I'll be like, hey, and I'll start apologizing, and I say, hey, if I accidentally bump into you, if my leg goes over, please feel free to tell me. I said I'll try to watch it, but I understand. Same thing. I'll look behind me. And if there is a 6'6 gentleman behind me, guess what? My seat isn't reclining. If there's a tiny kid or a 5'1 Asian woman, then yes, I have every right to recline, and I will recline. But you have to take into account those people around you. That's how we all end up being in a civilized society, because without it, then we're just animals out there.
It's just a little bit of awareness.
That's all I'm asking for.
And people have very little of that.
Yes, we're a bunch of savages out here now, and it's ridiculous because we've gotten into this rut now where we just think that, like, and I think it's because people are just stressed out. Therefore, I'm going to do whatever I want, and everyone else be damned, because you know, I don't care. If it brings me a little bit of enjoyment, screw everyone else. And that's a terrible way to go through life.
All right, vote on the 1080 The Fan daily poll question at 1080 The Fan on X. What is your view on reclining your seat on an airplane? Right now, 62% say only if no one is behind me.
Thank you.
27% say my seat, my prerogative. Boy, I tell you, dude, if there is a theme, if there's something we have learned over the last certainly 4 to 5 years, yeah, is that it always comes back to about 25 to 30% of people are awful.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, it's just about everything. It's just like blanket. They're awful.
Yes.
Whether it be voters, seat recliners.
Look, if we could thin the herd a little
drivers,
bit, we'd all be better off.
Couldn't agree more. 11% say it's just rude. So vote hard. Coming up next, American oddities from a European. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.